This is most regrettable because this is not something that comes from some young person who is inexperienced and might not know what is expected. This comes from a senior member of the ruling party. It comes from a senior member of parliament. It comes from a senior member of the executive. As far as I'm aware, Mrs. Sulu has been in parliament since either 1994 or from the sometime during the 90s. And she has been a member of the executive under different presidents over a long time. That such a senior member who serves in two of the arms of the state, namely parliament and the executive, should see fit to insult the justices of the Constitutional Court, the judges of the Supreme Court of Appeal, and judges of the high courts, particularly African judges, because she focuses on them, is most regrettable. I would have expected at least that if she held the views that she holds here, she would at least have some facts to back up what she is saying. And I don't think she has those facts, because if she did have those facts, there is no reason why she would not have put them up, because then her allegations and opinions would be seen to be based on some facts. But here there are no facts. It should not be acceptable in a constitutional democracy such as ours that a member of parliament and a member of the executive should wake up one morning without any facts, just write an article and insult all African judges from the highest court in the land, Supreme Court of Appeal, various divisions of the High Court, and specialist courts, everybody. It should not be acceptable. It is very important that in this country we draw the line on conduct that is acceptable and conduct that is unacceptable. As I said, we as the judiciary do not say we should not be criticized. But criticism should have a proper basis. But as I said earlier, this is not criticism. This is an insult. Mrs. Sulu has insulted us. And we as the judiciary have done nothing other than doing our job. We take the oath that guides our work. We take that oath seriously. Mr. Sulu might not like some of the decisions we make, but we take that oath seriously, and the judiciary will continue to do its work in accordance with the oath of office that we take. If some people don't like it, don't like the decisions we take in accordance with that oath, that is their problem. We will not change that. We will continue to perform our functions in accordance with our oath of office. If that brings about the kinds of insults that Ms. Sisulu has heaped on us, we will not change. We will still continue and do our job the way we are required to do it in accordance with our oath of office. I've looked at all the statements and sentences here that I've read. As I've said, there is no substantiation of any of this. There is no attempt to put up any facts to substantiate this. There is no attempt to refer to any judgments or anything that the judiciary has done which demonstrates what she's talking about. On Judiciary Day, one of the things I said was that I expect that as we move on, there will be more attacks on the judiciary and that the judiciary must be ready for these attacks. It seems to me that hardly a month or about a month after Judiciary Day, Ms. Sisulu has launched a completely unwarranted attack on the judiciary and has heaped insults on the judiciary. We cannot tell the other arms of state, parliament, and the executive what to do when one of them does what Ms. Sisulu has done. It is up to them to decide what to do. But I want to say, I find this conduct on the part of a senior member of the ruling party, a senior member of parliament, a senior member of the executive, completely unacceptable. And it would be a pity if it was allowed to stand just like that.